from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
Sal Capaccio is, of course, covering training camp today. Coverage of camp brought to you by Admar Construction, the equipment you need when you need it. Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Buy Outlet Liquor when you need to stock up. It's a place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And buy your Western New York Ford dealers in the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport. Joining us, Mr. Sal Capaccio, to recap the blue and red and also yesterday's practice and get off to today, which is not open to the public. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. First things first, maybe most important, what did you think of Josh Allen's matte black helmet with red standing Buffalo? One of our potential ideas was a black setup, because lots of teams have just added a black jersey, like the Niners and the Jets and the Cardinals. Like, teams that don't have black have added a black set, and Josh Allen goes with matte black helmet.
Well, I like the helmet. I like it much better with a black, you know, jersey or pants even. I like the look of it, but it didn't, to me, quite fit with the red and the white. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you give me the full ensemble, and I'm probably feeling a little bit differently. But, you know, in that setting, it was pretty cool. Remember, who asked me? Somebody. Oh, I was on WBEN on Friday. I honestly had no idea. And they said, what do we expect? Is Josh going to have a new helmet tonight? And what would it look like? I said, I really don't know. I said, but he's had the blue charging buffalo and the red charging buffalo. Maybe we can get something with the standing buffalo. So there you go. He had the standing buffalo. But the black, I wasn't expecting. I like the look of the helmet. I didn't love the look of it with the red and the white. But, of course, they wouldn't have something like that. Give me the full black ensemble like that, and I bet you it would look really, really sharp.
Yeah, it might be something they explore in the future as they add a uniform set, because that's just a third jersey, again, that a lot of teams have gone to. So what was the highlight or the headline from the blue and red?
The defense dominated. That was the headline. The defense had a really good day, guys. They picked off Josh Allen a few times, and one was a bad throw. He shouldn't have thrown it. Kyrie Elam did a nice job to read him, peel off his man, and grab the ball. One hit... Curtis Samuel, I think, like right in the chest, and didn't hold on to it, popped up in the air. I don't even remember if that one was an actual interception, or if they just, because in that play, I think maybe even Terrell Bernard got banged up because he collided with somebody. They should have had it. We were going through it a little bit with some of the media people, and I think we put like there was three total, maybe one you put on Josh. Like, it's one of those times where everybody in the offense just was not in sync. They were just not making plays. The defense was flying around. They were making plays. And then on top of that, We get Ray Davis with a long run down the right side, and at the end, bam, gets punched out. That's not the first fumble he's had during training camp. So the defense made plays. I think that's the headline.
Two big runs, Cook and Davis both getting loose. You know, Sal, when it comes to run defense, do you feel like that's one of the harder things to evaluate? Because, I mean, going all out, not tackling to the ground. I mean, to give up those big gashing plays, you know, you said the defense won the day. But to give up big ones on the ground, I'd imagine, is something Bobby Babbage is not happy about.
No, that's right. I agree. But I think that the run defense, I've written about this, has been very good this camp, especially the first unit. But again, it's tough to evaluate, Jeremy, because you're not really tackling, right? And like even when the running back gets there, everybody's kind of up thud and all that. I think that through this camp, one of the more impressive things in units or parts of the game for the Bills has been their first team run defense. After that, I think the second and third team has not been as good. But I think the first team run defense has been very good this entire camp. And yes, there were a couple at the stadium that got loose. But again, you're not super aggressive tackling, so those are going to happen once in a while.
Yeah.
I just really like when I watch the overview and the kind of the full macro of the play. I think the run defense, since we got out here at camp, has really gotten to the ball very quickly and very well.
It's going to take, you know, stopping the run, Sal, is going to take, obviously, everybody on the field. I'm thinking back to the last couple years, they've been beaten on the ground for big gains, right? Like Dalvin Cook, the 80-yarder, Derrick Henry's done it. And, you know, to stop the big long runs can sometimes come down to how things go in the secondary. And that's where the Bills are banged up. So that's what I ask about is, like, with Mike Edwards, Cole Bishop, with the injuries they have in the secondary, what kind of concern should there be about them starting the season with guys back there, whether it's Hamlin or Taylor Rapp? I mean, Rapp's played that position for them before. But is it about secondary run support that has led to some of the bigger problems?
It can be. It has been. I think also because at times, you know, the Bills run a penetrating style defense up front. And what happens when you penetrate, if you're a defensive tackle and you're flying upfield, well, that allows for a little bit more space. And if once you get past the first wave, you know, a lot of different things can happen. I also think that, you know, you take Matt Milano out of, you know, the middle of your defense, you know, you're going to have some adjustment there. Not that, you know, I think Tyrell Dodson, we all kind of thought he played pretty well, I think, most of the year last year when he finally came in. But, you know, there's an adjustment when you have those different linebackers. It's about everything. Secondary has to be there. Run defense, run support at the safety spot, at the corner spot has to be there. But to answer your question about like what happens week one, I do wonder, Jeremy, like what does the safety room look like? This is, you know, we have a preseason game coming up this week, right? The Bills are playing the Chicago Bears this week, then Pittsburgh next week, Carolina. You still have some runway here. You still have a little bit of time here. I don't think they're quite in panic mode about, you know, who's playing at safety. But the longer this goes on, you have to start thinking who's actually going to be on the field in those moments. And then, you know, how can other teams take advantage of it? If the Buffalo Bills go into week one, and even if, let's just say, I had this conversation with Matt Bovan. It's always game day in Buffalo. People can check it out. We just did one yesterday. Let's just say you go to week one and Bishop and Edwards are both kind of close, but they're not quite there. And the Bills say, you know what? We got a Thursday night game against Miami the following week. It's a division game. We don't want to put them out there. We want to give those guys one, you know, more kind of just week rest. Well, the Bills then go into week one with Taylor Rapp and DeMar Hamlin. How is everybody feeling? I think there's a lot of, are they going to be able to hold up here? And, you know, while the Bills, I think, themselves have probably a lot of faith in both those guys to know the system and do everything, I think Taylor Rapp, obviously, separately is, okay, he's our guy. But, you know, when you have DeMar Hamlin starting and then what do you have behind those guys, I think there's going to be some concern. But we have a little bit of time at least before that to see if that happens.
Yeah. Last year, Sal, middle linebacker, that kind of happened too, right? And I do wonder, you know, like Bernard, after missing like all of camp and preseason, just, oh, we're going to put you right in, kind of without all that, as the middle linebacker. I mean, that ends up working. Is that kind of a one-time thing? And like, was that circumstantial? He had been here a year already. Like, to me, like, I would wonder, like, okay, Mike Edwards is back on the practice field the week before, you know, week one, and he missed all that time before. Like, would they still think about going to him?
I wonder. I don't know. That's a good question, Joe. I mean, they play the long game here, right? You want to really kind of, you know, make sure that everybody's, you know, in it for the long haul here. And the way the schedule sets up early in the season, you have that Sunday, Thursday, you know, back-to-back right there to start the season. So there's a lot has to be decided. But you know what? Mike Edwards got hurt. over a week ago now. He was termed week to week, so who knows? Maybe this week he gets back on the field. I wouldn't expect him to necessarily play this Saturday against the Chicago Bears. We'll find out, by the way, this week what Sean's thought is on that. We don't know what as far as starters playing or anything like that. But I would imagine even guys like Hamlin and Rapp, because they're the guys playing now and you can't risk them getting hurt, we may be looking at some of the really bottom depth safety guys playing most of this game.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. So today's practice closed to the public, and then two more Wednesday and Thursday before the Bears preseason game. Sal, as we talk about the preseason, we hope to see maybe Caleb Williams for the first time, maybe see Roma Dunze as well, and get a good look at the Bears. Do you have a list of players? This might be something a little further in the week, but I'll just start the conversation now. Who has the most to gain and lose as the preseason gets started? Like we know a good number of players that are on this team, but the positional battles, what are Bills fans going to be looking for this week through the final few days of camp and then into the preseason?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good question. I haven't really thought about it too hard, Jerry, so let me just do it off the top of my head. If you say to me who has the most to gain, how about a guy like Tyrell Shavers who can really start to solidify a spot? I think Tyrell Shavers is on track to make this team as of right now. The question is it over Marquez Valdes-Scantling? Is it an extra in addition wide receiver? Like, where is he? To me, you got your four, Samuel Coleman, Shakir, and Hollins. I think Tyrell Shavers is number five, maybe arguably number five right now. Has he really passed MVS, and then Chase Claypool isn't even on the field, so you can't count him right now. Justin Short or Andy Isabella, like, that's the guy right now. So I think to most to gain might be an undrafted free agent from 2 years ago who seems like he is actually on this team as of right now. I'll throw another guy in there. I think Zach Davidson is making a very strong case to be a tight end on this roster. He had another really good day yesterday. I'm not going to go so far as to say he'll be the number two tight end over Dawson Knox. I don't think that. But I think he legitimately is passing Quentin Morris right now for number three. And I could even see a scenario where he's on the field and passing situations in lieu of Knox sometimes, because that's what he does, right? He's not as much of a blocker. Dawson is more of he's a well-rounded player. He's a well-rounded tight end. So this is not necessarily a knock on Dawson. What I'm saying is, if you keep Zach Davidson, he's probably on the field on some passing situations, especially in 12 personnel.
What's his story?
I think guys like that have, go ahead.
For Bills fans,
Zach Davidson was, he was an undrafted free agent, I believe undrafted, Minnesota Vikings a couple years ago. He was waived. The Bills claimed him. They put him on the practice squad. 2 years ago, he's on the Bills practice squad. If you remember, his biggest contribution, and I say it in a funny way, but it's true, his biggest contribution to Bills uniform was being on the sidelines in street clothes when Quay Walker pushed him during a game and got ejected. Do you remember that?
Okay.
During the night game, the Packers, when they came here. And it was like, man, he pushed a guy who's on the practice squad standing on the field like it wasn't even involved in the play. And then last year, during even before minicamp, he tore his ACL. He was put on injured reserve the whole season. He was just on IR all year, and now he's worked his way back. And I'm telling you guys, he makes plays every day here out here at camp.
And he's 6'7", 250. Like,
he also,
he's huge.
From quick search, cell, he used to punt.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, yes, he was a punter. That is correct. He's an athlete.
Double threat.
I know. And we saw the punting battle, quote-unquote, ended last week. I say it didn't. It doesn't mean Sam Martin's on this team for sure, but right now Sam Martin's the only punter. We'll see where they go from here. Who has the most to lose? That's a good question. I'd have to go through and see. Like, it would have to be...
I've got a name for you if I could.
You give me one.
Two names. One, yeah. I mean, the receiver room is always one to keep an eye on. MBS had a couple of drops from some highlights I've seen. But Claypool is just not a factor, right? He's been hurt, and it basically is not even really having a camp.
See, he's the guy I would go to, Jeremy. I agree with you. He's the name that came to mind, but I would say for a different reason. Like, he's got to start playing soon. He's got the most to lose. If he's not back on the field and showing what he can do, like, what is going on? What do you do with him? So I think for sure that, you know, he's a guy that would have, you know, some to lose here. You look at the running back battle we were just talking about, Ray Davis. Well, I mean, Ray Davis is going to be, to me, their number two back, but... Like, if he goes and puts the ball on the ground twice on Saturday, like, this is not helping his cause, and he's done that a little bit this camp.
On defense, one more name here. You know, this guy is probably on the team, but Kyer Elam kind of platooning in with Rasul Douglas at practice? Or, I mean, Elam is climbing the ladder here, Sal. Like, in terms of most to gain, I'm not sure if he really needs the preseason to climb the ladder any further, but, you know, we're beyond, hey, he looks kind of good, into he really is pushing for a starting job.
Yeah, so I wonder how much he's actually like pushing for it, or it's the perception of pushing for it. And what I mean by that is, I still think it would take a lot for Benford not to be the starter and Elam to be the starter, or Russell Douglas. When you say, by the way, platooning, they're all platooning, they're all moving.
That's right. That's right. There's a lot of reps.
So that's right. So what would it take for Kyer Elam to actually start over one of them? I think it would take one of the two to really look kind of real disastrous a bit, and Kyer to really look good. And the only reason is because of trust, right? Kyer is there, guys. He's right there, you know, knocking on the door to show that he can be a contributor. He can be a role player. I don't know if he's truly pushing for a starting job, or they keep, like, the more that he does this, you keep him out there. His confidence, that's a big deal with him, the confidence and the energy and the praise he's getting. I'm not saying it's fake. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, though, is you keep doing that with him because it's helping him. But I don't really know if that gap is as close as it is internally to take over Christian Benford, who, by the way, had a really nice practice yesterday. And I think this is helping Christian Benford to have a guy on him, like, you know, like a Dane Jackson last year, right? A guy that, okay, like, I can't just rest here and say, like, this is my job. I got Kyer pushing me, and I think this is good for everybody.
I was just about to bring up, Sal, because, like, Jamarcus Ingram, we've mentioned too, like, me and Jeremy have noticed him. You've been on him for a while, you know, for the corner depth, you know. I'm thinking, like, what's the way I want to put this to you? Like, what are the odds someone's going to call you this week and ask about, is Elam playing so well that they can move Benford to safety? But it feels like you're in the middle of training camp, right? Like, it might be too late for that. So, like, if this were Madden, like, oh, if you think Benford could play safety given their injuries and Elam's playing so well at corner, like, go ahead and do it. But once you're into the middle of training camp, you know, I feel like that question's probably not a realistic one.
Yeah, and listen, Christian Benford's a cornerback on the Buffalo Bills. He's been a cornerback. I know that he has some safety flexibility. In a real, real tight pinch, they could do it. They're not doing that. Christian Benford is a legitimate starting cornerback in the NFL. The Bills aren't moving him to safety. And even if Kyer Elam plays really well, you know, you still that's great. That's great for everybody. Then you have another good corner out there. And I agree, Jamarcus Ingram's had a good camp. You guys know how much I've talked about him the last couple years. Also remember, Jamarcus Ingram has some safety flexibility.
Yep.
I haven't necessarily seen it in the NFL, but he can do that. He has a skill set to be able to play safety. And don't forget, Cam Lewis is on this team, right? So they have guys who can, you know, do different things. This is a nice kind of problem to have when a couple of your corners are starting to kind of rise up. And maybe it's just showing that Brandon Bean and not going out and getting somebody, maybe he's being rewarded with this faith in these guys, right? And hey, here's Kyer. here's Jamarcus Ingram. But I still got to see it a little bit more in games. I got to see it. It's nice to do it out here, but what's going to happen when you get those, when you get, you know, guys on the other team fighting for spots? Scott, when Roma Dunze lines up and Kyrie Elam's covering him, show me what that looks like. So, yeah, I think that that's this. The next few weeks are big for Kyrie.
Thank you, Sal. Enjoy camp today. We'll see you on Wednesday out there.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Sal Capaccio is covering training camp today. It's not open to the public. Three more practices from Fisher today, Wednesday, and Thursday. When we return, it was Hall of Fame weekend. We said the Hall of Fame game, the enshrinement ceremonies. Next year's first-time eligibles include one guy. I hope you're ready for the take-pocalypse.
I am ready.
It's going to go next year. We'll get you the first-time eligible Hall of Famers next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.